Rush into Old Navy today for up to 50% off store-wide. Get dresses from $15 for women, $12 for girls. Plus, one day only, tomorrow, take 50% off all Old Navy active at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 10/16 to 10/20, select styles only. Active offer 10/20, excludes in-store clearance.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. Hey, the Sixers lost last night, late last night, to I guess early this morning, to the people on the West Coast. It's like 3 a.m. I just got back to the hotel. 3 a.m. your time. It's 11:58 here in Portland, but I just want to talk to y'all about tonight's game. The Sixers lost 108. Excuse me, they lost 114 to 108 to the Trailblazers in overtime at the Moda Center. You know, it was the Sixers' third consecutive loss. They lost 6 out of 7 games. But I must say, they were impressive. I mean, you know, coming into this game, I just thought they were going to get blown out. I mean, I didn't think that they could match up with the Blazers. I did not think that, I don't know. Like, the Sixers just looked awful in their previous two games. I mean, teams just did what they could do. And, you know, the Blazers have been hot as of late. I mean, this was their fourth consecutive win. It's their longest winning streak of the season. You know, they're tough to beat here. In the Moda Center, at the Rose Garden, so I just knew the Sixers were going to get dogged. You know, they were down early, they came back, they made some miscues, but Robert Covington had a tip in to force overtime, and then it just came down to, you know, this team just being too good and having the will to win to beat the 76ers. But you know, when you think about it, it's like they could hold their heads up high. I mean, they walked out of this arena gaining respect from the Trailblazers and the Trailblazers fans. But the thing is, it was the reason why they lost this game was because of Damian Lillard and Jusuf Nurkić. And more so than Nurkić than Lillard. Okay, like, get this. I mean, this is like video game statistics that this guy had. He's a 7 foot, 280 pound center. Now, either he's taller than 7 foot, or Jahlil Okafor is a little bit shorter than his listed 6'11". I mean, he had Ja looking like a guard when he was going up against him. It's like he was swallowing him up. I mean, this dude is huge. But look at these stats. They're all career highs, by the way. He had 28 points, 20 rebounds, 8 assists, and 6 blocks. 5 of his blocks came in the first quarter. I mean, this guy was straight beast mode. Now, in overtime, he scored the Trailblazers' first 7 points in overtime. You know, I mean, this guy was clutch. He did everything he was supposed to do. And I'm just telling you, they have a great player in him. Now, in the trade, when he was in Denver, you know, when I saw him play against the Sixers twice, he didn't do anything. I mean, you know, he did okay, but he wasn't like this. I mean, 28 points, 20 rebounds, 8 assists, and 6 blocks. I mean, it got to the point, at one point, I was like, why are they driving the lane? I mean, don't they know he keeps, like, sending it back at them? Like, I mean, I thought somebody's going to get their eye, like, hit out or something like that. That's how bad it was early on. But then you had Damian Lillard. You know, Dame scored 6 points in the overtime. You know, Lillard, you know, he finished with 24 points. He had 4 assists, 4 rebounds, He had two block shots, which is kind of good for a point guard. It's great for a point guard. But he had three turnovers. It was good. Now, the Sixers, it was like the normal suspects. You know, you got your boy Dario Saric. Dario had a career-high 28 points to go with 9 boards. You know, so he almost came close to having a double-double. Now, if one thing that he probably would like to do better at was his ball control. He had a game-high 5 turnovers. Now, Robert Covington was balling. Cove had 24 points. He had 13 rebounds. He had 2 steals. He had 1 block. And Jahlil Okafor, he missed the previous 2 games with right knee soreness, but he came back and he had 16 points, 8 rebounds. He had 4, you know, personal fouls, but, you know, and then he had a turnover and he had 1 assist. Gerald Henderson and Rashawn Holmes. Gerald Henderson had 10 points. Henderson had 14. Holmes had 10 off the bench. Now, where the Sixers struggled at was on the starting backcourt play. You know, T.J. McConnell was held scoreless. He shot 0-for-8. He didn't get to the foul line, so he didn't tip any foul shots. He did have a coach team high 6 assists with Sergio Rodriguez, so that wasn't bad. He also had 2 steals. He didn't have any turnovers. He just struggled, you know, from shooting the ball. And then you have a guy like Nick Stauskas who had 3 points on 0-for-6 shooting. All 3 of his points came at the foul line. He had 3 turnovers and he had 1 assist. So, you know, that's something that he has to do better on, both of them. They both said that, hey, it's one game. No, they know they need to improve on it. They'll do better. And they're looking forward to Saturday's game against the Clippers. You know, I think that they will do better. I just think that they had a tough matchup. Let's face it. There's C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard. And you know, it is a tough one. I think it finally caught up with them. Because these guys have been posting great efforts against elite guards all season, and I think that this one got to him. You know, I just think it does. Now, Covington had a play that basically everyone was criticizing him on social media for. Okay, so the game was tied at 95 with 19.6 seconds left. Rob thought that the Sixers were down by 1 because he thought Jokic made both foul shots, but he only made 1. So the score was 95 all. Covington sees C.J. McCollum, and, you know, he's thinking in his mind, like, I'm going to foul this guy. It's going to give us the ball back. You know, we're going to take time off the clock. If he makes both baskets, we're only going to be down 3. If not, you know what I mean, we're down 2. And if so, we can either, you know, win the game or tie the game with a made basket, made 3. So, what he does is he fouls McCollum. He puts him on the foul line. And Twitter went crazy. 19-for-6. But Covington came back and he redeemed himself by scoring on a putback to force overtime. So he did that. He had a pretty, you know, good performance. Other than that one miscue. I mean, I must say that, you know, this guy, he's proven this year that he's a legitimate NBA player. Now, some people may say he did it beforehand. I think this year he really did it, and the reason being is because of his defense. I mean, his defense was getting better last year, but at this particular time, he's at an elite level. And, you know, I wrote today that I believe that he should make the all-defensive team. I mean, his stats have shown it. The only thing is he plays for a Sixers team right now and it's 23-41. Some people may say, hey, why should I give a guy on a team that keeps losing, why should I give him consideration for the all-rookie team? Well, I think it's, if you really want to base everything off of legit people, I think you should give it to him. I mean, let's face it. You know, getting steals, getting steals is completely different than scoring points. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, in a blowout game and you're going up against the backup to the backup to the backup type of players, of course you're going to score points if a team keeps you in. But see, Covington, when you're getting 3-4 steals a game, when you're leading the NBA in deflections, you know, that's legit. That's nothing like you can, like, just, you know, inflate your stats by scoring at the end of the game against the third string. Nah, he's out here balling. He's out here stealing the ball, guarding the other team's best perimeter player. You know, I think that he deserves it. But, you know, enough about him right now. I just wanted to tell y'all that, you know, the Sixers played a heck of a game, much better than I anticipated. You know, their road record dropped to 8-22. But of those 22 losses, you know, this is one where Brett Brown and his team could hold their head up high. I want to thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you guys in a couple of days.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.